Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, want you to get to your feet because we get ready to praise God. We get ready to lift up a name that's high above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Come on, everybody, sing along with us. Here we go, y'all. Come on.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It's the 1 o'clock hour. This is Saturday, April 21st. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and this is Global Gospel. We want you to stay tuned. We have a very special guest on this afternoon. So let everyone know to like us on Facebook at Global Gospel. You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter. Tell your friends to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Listen in. Greater other than the name of Jesus, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Once again, this Saturday afternoon, April 21st, and you're listening to Global Gospel, our theme. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly we are reaching out to those in the north, the south, the east, and west, so that they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the gospel is good news. We thank God for all our listeners, those that are listening in the U.S., those that are listening in Norway, different people are listening in. We want to invite you to call in later at area code 619-924-0800. Call in and let us know that you're listening to Global Gospel. Let your friends and family know to listen in. We have a very special guest, and we don't want you to miss this. I just want to read this particular passage of scripture here. I think it may be suiting for our show today, the gospel and heals cancer. Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel." Psalms 103, 1 through 7. But the verse I want to leave with you who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And certainly God is a healer. And certainly you want to talk today to a very special guest, someone that's given their personal testimony how God healed their body. And we want you to be encouraged today, knowing that God can do anything but fail. Certainly that's the only thing, because he cannot and will not change. He swears by his own name, and there is no failure in God. For the Bible declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. God bless you on this afternoon. Once again, this is Global Gospel. We have a very special guest calling in, and I think our guest is here. Special guest, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, all. Thank you for listening to Global Gospel.
Good afternoon.
My name is Nashia Richburg.
Sister Nashia Richburg, thank you for joining in on this afternoon. And tell us where you're calling from.
Thank you for having me. I'm calling from Hempstead, New York.
Hempstead, New York. That's my hometown. And certainly there's only one Hempstead, New York, Long Island. And we thank God that you're here on this afternoon to just share your testimony. This young lady I happened to meet back on March 31st, and
yes.
I was at the House of Blessing Christian Fellowship in Baldwin, New York, where the pastor is Elder Terrence Floyd, and my brother Marlon Townsend hosted an event, Purpose Through Survival, and certainly many
yes.
lives were touched by just by all the testimonies there, but she was just one person that day. And at a later date, we'll hear from some of those other people. But tell us
Amen.
Your story.
Well, I'll give you a little background of myself. My name is Nashia
okay.
Richburg. I live in Hempstead, Long Island. I've been living out here for like 32 years. I have worked in a home care field for 13 years as a corporate compliance officer. I worked in both in Nassau and Suffolk County up until 2016 when
okay.
I started having a lot of problems with my stomach and everything. And I noticed some unusual things that was happening to my body. So April 19th, to be exact, 2016, I had went to Mercy Medical Center and told them what was going on, and they ran some tests. When they ran the test, they decided to keep me. I was there for approximately, I'm going to say, the third day. I remember I'm getting up. They ran so many tests, and I had got up. And I had said, God, I don't know what's going on, but let them find out what's going on. And whatever's going on, I know you're going to get me through it. So I remember the doctor coming in, and he said, we're going to go run a colonoscopy on you to see what's going on, because they had did other testing, but they didn't see anything. So I
right.
said, okay. So I remember going down and having my colonoscopy done, and I remember him waking me up, and he said to me, you have a tumor in your rectum. And he said, it's like 7 centimeters. I said, is it cancer? I said to him, is it cancer? Am I going to die? He said, I can't tell you what it is right now. We have to biopsy it first, but it may be. So I remember going back to my room. And, of course, I was crying and scared because nobody wants to hear that word, cancer. And I kept saying to myself,
right.
oh, my God, what am I going to tell my daughter? You know, my daughter's 18. She's about to graduate high school. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's really me and her. How am I going to break this news to her? So I remember going back to my room. He said, you want me to call anybody? I said, no, you don't have to call anyone. And I remember I went into my room, and I went into the bathroom, and I sat there, and I started crying. And I remember the enemy saying to me, I took your mother out from this, I took your father out from this, and you're next.
Wow.
So I immediately got up, and I went back and sat on my bed, and something told me to call my girlfriend, my mentor. She lived in North Carolina. So I called her on the phone, and she said to me, just explain, Nashia, you pray for everybody. Now is the time for you to pray for yourself. And it's like I just immediately just like snapped out of what I was thinking and just got into she's right mode. And as I look back, and I thank God that I called her, because had it been somebody else on that other end of that phone, if they would have broke down, I would have broke down too. So it's funny how God put
right.
people in your circle, your spirit at the right moment. So my
right.
family came up there, and my daughter came, and my sister came, and we cried, and we talked, and he said, you know, whatever's going to happen, my sister kept saying to me, whatever's going to happen, we're going to get through this. So prior to that, I remember going home that Sunday, And that Monday, I had went to Salon Catherine in Manhattan and got a second opinion. Because when I had got my results back, they said it looked like I had stage one. So I went to Salon Catherine and got another opinion because they always say when you, you know, have cancer, you should always go get a second opinion because sometimes they can diagnose you wrong. So I went and got another opinion, and the doctor had said to me, when he did the exam, he said, it's not stage one. He said, the way it feels, it could be two or three. But he didn't give me that reassurement, like, you're going to be okay. He made me feel like you have cancer, you're going to die. So I left there, and I didn't even go back to that doctor. So I had reached out to a girl I used to work with, and she had said to me, why don't you try Monte Cancer Center in New Hyde Park? So I called up there, made an appointment, and they did for the test, and come to find out to confirm it was stage three rectal cancer. So when I met with the oncologist, she said, what we're going to do first, And she said, what we're going to do first is we're going to start you with chemo pills, and we're going to do 6 weeks of radiation. But she always said to me, you know, just stay positive. She said, this kind of cancer is curable. But like I said in the beginning, nobody wants to hear that word cancer. You know, it's such an ugly word.
It's scary.
It's very scary, very scary. And I cried. I never questioned God why. I cried. And I remember one night I had called out to my uncle, and he said to me, he said, get in your Bible, read your Bible, read every day Isaiah 53:5. And I read that every day, and I remember another young lady had came up to the hospital to see me, and she said, this is your time. You have to spend more time with God. You have to pray for yourself. You have to pray over yourself. And that's what I started doing. I started praying for myself, praying over myself daily. And like I said, when I met with the oncologist, she said, we're going to do radiation and we're going to do chemo. So I did radiation for 6 weeks. The first 3 weeks, I was okay. I was going back and forth to the doctor by myself. I was on the machine every 15 minutes. After the third week of radiation, I noticed, like, all the skin on my backside was gone. I couldn't even sleep. Like, I was in so much pain. At nighttime, I used to cry so much. And at times, I wanted to give up. I wanted to give up because I was in so much pain, and I was like, this can't be real. Like, I'm going through this, and I can't live through all this pain.
Right, right.
And it very painful, very painful, very stressful. But then I remember one night I was asleep, and something told me in my spirit, you're going to be fine. And then, like, after that, every time I went back to the doctor, like, my whole attitude changed. I just stayed positive and just started praying more and just trusted him more, and I never ever once, when I, you know, went through the process, I never claimed the cancer. I always said, the doctor said. Because I started reading God's word, and he said, by his stripes I am healed. So right. I always felt I was going through it, but I was going through it for somebody else, to bring somebody else closer to God. It wasn't about me anymore. It was about him. It was about serving him and getting closer to him.
Right.
So I did my, you know, I did my radiation. I took my chemo pills in the morning. I took my chemo pills at night. And every time I took my medicine, I should say, by his stripes I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. And as I was going back and forth to the doctor, my oncologist, she was so amazed. She was like, I can't believe that you're taking this med and you didn't have no side effects. Your hair didn't come out. Your skin didn't change. I said, this is God. God is doing everything. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about God. And as I started seeing this stuff and then believing this stuff, it started building my faith more and more and more. Then I remember I had to meet with my surgeon, and he had, I did testing, and he said, because the tumor was so low in my rectum, I would have to have an ostomy bag for a couple of months. That right there kind of, you know, I was kind of depressed with that because I'm so used to going to the bathroom one way, and now this doctor's telling me I have to wear this ostomy bag for 8 months to use the bathroom like that. I hated that. Mm-hmm. I had so many problems with that bag.
Mm.
So many problems with that bag, but I remember calling out to a girlfriend one time, and she said to me, she said, you know, that bag is part of your healing. And she was right. It was part of my healing because when I had that bag, it was healing my rectum. You know what I'm saying? So I just was thanking God that, you know, I was being selfish. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to get out my way and just to thank God and just let God take over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and that's what I did. You know, it was hard at first. You know, I had so many problems, but I just started to built my faith stronger and stronger and just trusting God and just knew I was going to get through it. And I had my bag from September 2016 till May 2017. And after I finished having my bag, 8 months, I had that bag, yes. 8 months, and I used to go outside, and as soon as I go somewhere, my bags start leaking. I have to come back in. I had bags, but I couldn't find the right fits with the bags. I had so many problems with that bag, and it was so many times I wanted to give up, but something in me kept saying, you can't. You got to go on. You have to go on. You have to go on. And that was just God telling me, letting me know that he was there with me the whole time and just building my faith. And I just thank God each and every day that I'm, you know, able to get through it. And, you know, I'm here. I made it through. And as I look back, I know I had to go through that for somebody else, to make somebody else stronger, to build somebody else's faith, and to build my own faith. You know,
right.
I know that there's nothing that God can't do. I know he can do it all. We just have to believe and have faith. You know, we can pray. People can pray for you, but you have to pray for yourself, too. And you have to believe in what you pray about.
That's true.
And my healing started in my mind, and I believe my healing is what my faith in God and my healing in my mind, that's what healed me. That's what got me through. That's
right.
What gets me through each and every day. Like, go ahead.
And this has been how many years again since this has happened to you?
I was diagnosed April 22nd, 2016. So the whole last year of April 17th, I went through treatments. I went through radiation. I went through chemo pills. I had surgery twice. I had port put in my chest. I did 10 rounds of IV chemo. I went through a lot.
And here it is, 2 years later.
Tomorrow will be 2 years. Tomorrow will make 2 years. Yes, amen, that's right. And I was diagnosed, I was 43 years old. I'll be 46. I was 43, and I was just turning 44, and I'll be 46 next week. Yep, amen, I got through it, amen,
that's
yes.
That's a blessing.
And it was very scary. It was very, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It was very scary. I was very scared with it because, you know, like I said, I lost both of my parents to it. And a lot of people, like me going through this, like last year, the year before last, I lost a lot of close friends to this. So
oh,
at
wow.
times my faith was, yeah, I lost my neighbor, you know, a lot of people I grew up with. So at times my faith was kind of shaky because I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm scared. All these people are losing this battle, you know what I'm saying? And I got to continue to trust God knowing I'm going to be okay. It was hard at times. And, you know, everybody was like, you always were smiling. You always kept, you know, every time we see you, you always were smiling, you always laughing. But behind closed doors, that sometimes I really wanted to give up.
And that's a human response. And you mentioned something. You mentioned, I just want the listeners to know, you mentioned that someone gave you Isaiah 53:5, correct?
Yes.
They gave you that scripture to read? And I just want to
yes.
Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So we certainly thank
Amen.
God that somebody who was that person that planted that.
My Uncle Paul.
So thank God that God always put someone in our way to, you know, to encourage us and to remind us. We're gonna take a brief break and we're gonna come back and let you continue with your story. We're gonna have some questions for you, and we want if anyone's listening in, they can call us at 619-924-0800. We're going to take a brief break and we'll be back. I am still here.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, I thank the Lord, he's rescued me. I could have been dead and gone. Then the Lord, he spared my life. Oh, yes, he did. Now I. That I'm still here in it by the grace of God. when I look back over my life, can I see all the things the Lord has brought me through? Been through sickness, trials, and suffering. I thank the Lord.
Break.
I could have lost the faith, and I could have failed from His grace. Now I can say,
okay, sister.
I'm here.
So we thank God we were playing "I'm Still Here" by Dorinda
yes,
Clark
Lord
Cole.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God that you are still here 2 years later. And certainly your test has turned into a testimony for others to be encouraged. And like you said, you were going through this for somebody else. And it's not always easy. I know it can't be always easy for any of us to go through something. But we know that that's what God has put us here to strengthen each other and to let somebody else know that you can make it. And we thank God that you made it. And certainly that was not the end for you. You said so things happen to other people around you, or, you know, sometimes you said, you know, that fear was probably one of your first responses. And what would you say, you know, you said people that around your family, your friends encouraged you, they gave you scripture. But what really made you decide that, okay, I got to get over this and I got to face this head on and I can't let fear control my life?
Because I know that God has a plan for me so much bigger than this. I know I had to go on, you know, not so much for my daughter, not being selfish, but I had to go on
right.
for me. Like, I know, you know, this is, that was, I felt, you know, as I look back now, that was just a part of my life, just a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so much more that I have. Like, I have a vision board in my room, and there's so many things that I have on there that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
that kept me going, too, you know, just to know. I have so much plans for myself. I just couldn't let
right.
this stop me. Couldn't let this break me down.
And how did that affect?
I have to go on.
And how did that affect your daughter? Did you see
anything? My daughter,
did you see
anything saying
change?
To me. Of course, yes. She's the only child, and it's just, you know, even
okay.
though I live home with my sister, my two nieces, me and my daughter, we have
mm-hmm.
a very good relationship, and I thank God for that. And I remember she said to me at that time, she said, "Mom, I don't understand this. You always praying, you're a good person. How God let you get cancer?" I said, "God didn't give me cancer, but God is going to heal me for this." You know, but she didn't,
right.
you know, it was an honest question. She didn't understand.
Right.
You know,
right.
and I seen, like, a change in her. Like, I seen her. She was shut down that time, and my daughter's the type of person, she doesn't open up to everybody. So
mm-hmm.
to see me go through this, and, you know, when I had my ostomy bag and the nurses come and she had to learn how to change me, you know, it just was an experience for her as well as for myself. And now,
right.
you know, we sit down and we joke about it. Now we were like, "Remember last year this time I couldn't do that? Because she'd be like, now, she'd be like, "Mom, you always want to go now." I said, "Remember last year I couldn't do this?" I said, "So would you rather see me on a go all the time or be sitting here crying, talking about my back hurting?" She was like, "Mom, you're right." You know, she said she's just so happy how I am now. Like, she sees, like, I have a different light. Like, I used to stress all the time. That's what's
mm-hmm.
one of my problems. I should stress everything. But right now, I'd be like, it's not that serious. It's like, I faced my big giant. I got over my big fear.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So now, you know, right now, it's all about living and really living. You know, not just saying you're living, really living, you know, just doing things and don't have no fear of anything. And that's how I feel now. Like, you know,
right.
like they always say, tomorrow is not promised. It's really not. You don't know what's going to happen in your life. You know, it's
that's
not what
true.
Happens. It's how you get through it. It's how you get through it.
Right, because you didn't wake up that. Yeah, you didn't wake up saying, "Okay, today
like
I'm
that.
Gonna
nope.
face the biggest challenge of my life," and that's the way
nope.
life is. You don't wake up. Every day starts out pretty much the same. We go through our routines, and then there's something
that's
to
right.
stop you right in your track, and you know, it's like, "Okay, I have to deal with this now." But so that's now, right. But now this is totally changed your life. So you've experienced some good, some bad, some ugly. Now, how has this become a ministry for you?
Well, I'm able to. I have a page on Facebook called.
Tell the listeners what your page is.
It's called Pluck Cancer. Pluck
okay.
Cancer. Faith
okay.
over fear. We are survivors. I started that
okay.
page, and I have like about 900 members in that group, and I, you know, post every day. You don't have to be a survivor of a disease. Whatever challenges you have in life and you overcome them, that makes you a survivor. You know, so
right.
I post every day. I post inspirational stuff, and I do have quite a few women in there that's dealing with cancer or know somebody that deal with cancer. So I give them the same thing I have. Read this scripture, or I tell them, do this or do that. You know what I'm saying? I know because I've been there. You know, I'm not telling them from my mother experience, my father experience. I'm telling them how I got through. You know, this is what to help somebody else. So that's how I said, that's how God works. You know what I'm saying? He helped me get through it. Now it's for me to help somebody else to get through it because it's not easy. And my faith didn't happen like this overnight. It took some time for my faith to get like this. And he's still
right.
working on me. He's still working on me.
Right.
And I thank God, you know, like I changed church. I go to church now in Hempstead. I go to Unity Pentecostal Church, and I'm under a great pastor. And I have people in my church that push me and pray for me and let me pray. And that's what I need. Like, they let my light shine. And it's just God is just doing so many amazing things in my life right now. It's just a good feeling. It's just a good feeling. Like, every
right.
day I wake up, it's something different. Every day. Every day, you know, I wake up and I ask God, let me reach somebody today with my story, because it's all about, goes back to him. It's not about me. I just want to tell somebody how God got me through with the faith, and they can do it for them too. You just have to have that faith, that mustard seed faith. I carry a mustard
right.
seed in my wallet, and that's my testimony. I had turned that mustard seed faith into a giant tree. That much faith. God said, if you have that much faith to move mountains, you can do anything. Anything you believe and have faith, he can do it for you. I'm a living testimony.
That's a great encouragement.
Stage three, red through cancer. Stage three, radiation, chemo two times, surgery twice, and then they try to attack me again at my kidney. And God caught it
wow.
again. They tried to attack me twice.
Wow.
So I said, I know he has a purpose for me. And I always ask God to use me. There's no test without a testimony. So I thank God.
Right.
Like, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God all the time. It's not
that's
about the day
blessing.
You was born and the day you die. It's what you do in the middle that counts. I want to leave
true.
This earth and let somebody know, because of Nashia and her testimony and how God... God, she got through her faith. That's build my faith. That's what I want to hear somebody say. That's how I want to lead. That's what I care about. I just want to build people's faith and to let them know God can get you through anything. Look at me. Look at me. I'm here. I'm doing everything that I wanted to do. I haven't flown in 2 years because of me going to treatment. Next week,
mm-hmm.
next Thursday, I leave. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm able to fly. I'm able to do those things again. So it goes to show you life don't stop. You have to
that's
believe. You have to be like, God, I have a plan. I know God have a plan for me. I'm going to go through this, but I'm going to get through it. And look, he gets the victory. It's all about him. It's all about God. I love him so much.
Right. And you said,
every day, I'm telling you.
It's just a blessing. You said in your ministry, Pluck Cancer, you said you have over 900 followers. And I mean, and that's true to the word of God, because the Bible tells us that one can chase a thousand. So your life has affected at least 900 people that you know of. And those 900 people are connected. If
Amen.
one of them is just connected to one more person, that's another 900 people. So,
that's
so
right.
your life, you don't know how many lives that you have affected by this, you know, this little trial that you went through, and the Bible tells us that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So like you said, you don't know what God has in store for you, and I just thank God that you can encourage others? And what would you just tell, okay, somebody may not be going through this situation, but they have a family member that's going through this situation. Like you said, your daughter went through this with you, your aunt, your uncle, your sister. So everybody went through this.
I would say support them together. Support them. Stay in your word. Trust God. Just trust God with all. Just God, you know what? God is all in your hand. Let him fight the battle. Because sometimes we are praying and we try to take it back. You just got to trust him with everything. And pray. I tell my daughter, pray. Pray when it's good and pray when it's not so good. Because we always so quick to pray when everything is bad. But when everything is good, we don't pray. And we have to pray all the time. We have to pray in advance. Because there's so much stuff that comes up. You have to stay encouraged. You have to stay in your word.
That's true. That's true. And certainly to God be the glory for all the things that he's done. I just want to give our listeners another opportunity. If they want to call in, 619-924-0800. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and kind of wrap this up. And you can give us, you know, your final conclusions or whatever you want to say. We'll just take a brief break. And this song simply says, he did it all, and certainly God did it all. So to God be the glory for the things that he has done.
He did it all.
Special guest today, Sister Nashia Richburg. You can call us at 619-924-0800. He did it all. He did it all on Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Sister Richburg?
Yes.
Okay. We're back. Certainly to God be the glory for all the things that he's done. And so now you have a extensive schedule. You're speaking here and there and everywhere, correct?
Yeah, God is, yes. Since I spoke at the House of Blessing last month, March, I spoke this month, last week at the Plainview Hotel. I'm speaking in May. I'm speaking in May in Poughkeepsie. I'm speaking in June in Manhattan. I'm speaking in August in Queens. So God is moving. I just thank God. I just thank God. And it's so funny because it's a lot of people that survive cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it is with me, it's the faith that I have. For, you know,
okay.
It's the faith. It's my faith. That I have and the love that I have for God, you know, and I, he's, Oh, God, every time I think about it, I just want to cry because I'm so blessed. Like, how I went through that and how I am today. Like, 2 years ago, tomorrow, I thought that was it for me. And look, 2 years later, how much he had brought me through. Like, so many doors have opened up for me because of my faith and the love he has for me.
Right. We have a
like
caller.
I'm in a better place. Okay.
I want to take this caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller? Caller? Okay, maybe they'll call back. But certainly our number is 619-924-0800. Now, before this happened, were you, and you're everywhere now, were you a public speaker up until this time?
No. You know what? I was on my job for 13 years. Like I said, I worked at home care. And I always said I wanted to, you know, like to be a motivation speaker, like just to help women, you know, because I worked in human resource at one time. I used to see women coming in there and they come for interviews and the way they was dressed was inappropriate. So I always had in my mind, I wanted to have a building, have my own business just to show women how to conduct themselves on the interview, how to dress on the interview, how to speak.
Right.
But I always said it, but nothing ever happened. I always said I wanted to mentor you young girls. Always said it, but nothing ever happened. But it's so amazing how God works because now I'm speaking on a different topic, but I'm still speaking and I'm mentoring girls now too. On Monday's night, every other Monday night, at Percy Jackson in Hempstead, Deacon Curtis Watts is called One Through the One program, and we mentor young girls and boys, and I'm a part of that.
And what time is that?
6:30 to 8:30, Percy Jackson in Hempstead. It's called One Through the One program. And it ages from 7 to 16. Yes, and we talk about different things. Like last week, we did a vision board, and we talk about self-esteem. We talk about what they want to be when they get older. And it's like God is moving so fast. I'm doing everything I always wanted to do, but didn't do it because of the job I had, the stressful job I had, and always coming home and being upset at work and just not doing what I was supposed to do. And now I'm able to do, he has allowed me to do all those things that I have put aside. So it's just so amazing how he works.
Wow.
It's just so amazing
and other
how
people,
he works.
And that should be encouraging to let other people know that, you know, when you go through something, like, you don't have to go through it alone. And a lot of people, they climb into a shell, and it's more like you broke out of your shell.
Because I had so many people, you know, on Facebook, like, as I was going through my chemo, I shared everything. Like, I started doing videos of my chemo when I was at chemo and live videos, and people was watching and people was praying for me. You know, they had prayed for me, you know, on Facebook, and some prayed in my inbox because they didn't want to share. It was more personal, and I understand. I got it. And a lot of people used to be in my inbox that had told me they had went through cancer, and I have never known, and didn't share their story because some was ashamed. But you can't, you know, everybody is different. I wasn't ashamed because
that's
I knew
true.
What God was taking me through, and I knew my story had to be told to save somebody else. And I thank God I did, because also a lot of people was like, they never had their faith, but they have faith now because they've seen what God did for me, and I never looked like what they said I had. I said, because I never claimed it. My pastor told me, if you claim something, you're going to start looking like it. I never claimed cancer. I always said the doctor said. That's why I never looked like it, because I never claimed it.
Right. And shout out. Let's shout out. You mentioned your pastor. Shout out to
my
church and your pastor.
Yeah. My church, I'm your pastor, Quan Thomas Brown, Unity Pentecostal Church, 63 High Street in Hempstead.
Okay.
And
well,
I just joined, I was at Calvary, I just joined that church, 3 months ago, and God has been doing so many things for each and every one of us in that church. It's so amazing. Like, I'm not sitting idle no more. She's using me, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Like, I'm able to pray. I'm able to, you know, I'm with people that really cares about you and want the best for you. And that's what I love about it. That's what I love about my church. God, it's just amazing. Like, I can't even explain it. I can't put it. It's just It's just like, I don't know, I'm just happy. Like, I'm not even happy, I'm joyful. I'm grateful.
Right.
It's like, it's just an amazing feeling. Like, I look forward to go to Bible class on Wednesdays and every other Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning and on Sundays. Like, I'm looking forward to that. Like, I love it. I just love it.
Right.
It's just an amazing feeling. And I
just
thank God
Christ,
he kept me here for a time like this.
Right. That's what Christ comes into our life so that we might have life. And have it more abundantly. And we say we should prosper and be in good health, even as our soul shall prosper. So, I mean, I'm grateful to God that, you know, you're physically healed, you're spiritually prospering, you're naturally prospering. So that's a blessing. Now, a lot of people, and our time is winding down, a lot of people are fearful about going to the doctor. And they say, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to pray about it. What would you say to that person that said, I'm not going to go to the doctor? You know, God will take care of it.
God will take care of it, but God always says faith without works is dead. So if you have that faith, you have to activate that faith, meaning you know you're not feeling well. You still need to go to the doctor, and even though the doctor may say what you don't want to hear, you have to have faith that God will turn it around. You have to move on your faith. You can't be like,
that's
I'm
correct.
Sick and just sitting at home. You have to move on your face.
That's correct. Because so many people get it twisted. And, you know, and Luke was
no.
a physician.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible lets you know that there were physicians for the sick. And when the lepers got healed, told them, even though Jesus had performed a miracle, he told them to go show themselves to the priests. So somebody has to verify that you are healed. And I just wanted to bring that
That's
point
right.
out because a lot of people don't believe in going to the doctors, don't believe in checking things out, and they're acting in ignorance, you know, because, I mean, it's doctors are a witness, too, to God's miraculous powers because
That's right.
a lot of things that happen to people, they can't explain it. Medical science can't explain it. You know, when they would say, oh, well, this should have took this person out, but, well, I don't know how you're still here. How he's still walking around, you know? But to God be the glory for certainly all the things that
That's
he's
right.
done.
God,
and go ahead.
God always gives, I always say that to me, God always gives a quiz before the big test. It's always a warning before something big is going to happen. If you sit back and think about it, you'd be like, why are you seeing the signs? We ignore them. And
right.
then it's boom,
right.
they go to the big test. So
right.
He shows you things before
That's
it happens.
True.
So you have to still go to the, even though you have faith, yes, I have faith, but you still got to activate your faith, meaning you got to go see that doctor.
That's so true. Well, I thank you for joining Global Gospel on this afternoon. I'm grateful that we made this connection, and certainly I look forward. We're going to make other connections in the
Amen.
Future, and we'll be there to support each other, and certainly as all of our lights shine, and as we're witnesses to God's grace and his mercy and his healing and his deliverance and his salvation, I thank you certainly for calling in. We thank you for your life, for your ministry. We thank you for Pluck Cancer, Faith Over Fear. Did I get that right?
Yes, Faith Over
okay.
Fear, yes. We are survivors.
Okay. So I thank you that you're a survivor. And is there anything else
thank
you'd like
you.
To say?
I thank you for having me. I thank my church, my pastor, Quam Thomas Brown, Unity Pentecostal Church. I thank each and every member. I just give God the glory for me being obedient. Because like I said, I was in another church for 4 years, and I thank God that when I heard God say move, I got out my way. Because we get comfortable. I'm glad I moved out my way, and I'm glad I moved. I'm glad I didn't
That's
say,
true.
But God, I like, you know, be comfortable, be stayed there. I'm glad I got, I was obedient. And I moved. And now, because of that, faith, because of me moving, things are happening in my life. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Certainly. And tell us again
glory.
Who we're listening to.
We are listening to a Global Gospel. My name is Nashia Richford. And thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel Radio. Have a blessed
thank
day
you.
All.
No, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
And God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
To all our listeners, just remember that there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do the same for you. And certainly, once again, Global Gospel. Thanks, Sister Nashia Richburg, for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. To God be the glory for all the things that he has done in her life, to the things that he has done in other people's life, to the things that he will do. Once again, Global Gospel, 619-924-0800.
The new, another day. Someone slipped and fell. Oh, can that someone be you? You may have prayed for it. To renew, but do not be discouraged, for I bring hope to
secret what God can do. Certainly let your light shine wherever you go, that we may be witnesses to the power of God, that he saves, that he heals, that he delivers, and that he sets free. We are grateful for God, to God, on this Saturday afternoon that you are listening to Global Gospel, and we had our very special guest, Sister Nashia Richburg, and we thank God for her sharing her testimony. Certainly look her up on social media, Fuck Cancer, Faith Over Fear, We Are Survivors. Certainly tell your family and friends to reach out to Global Gospel every Saturday afternoon from the 1 p.m. hour to the 2 p.m. hour. There is a song that Kurt Carr wrote and he recorded, and it says, "I am the one." And I just love the words to that song because it tells a story. And it's important that we get a message out of the song. And he talks about telling God thank you. And we talked about the leper
earlier that had to go show themselves to the priest. And certainly somebody should verify and be a witness to your healing and to your deliverance. So listen to this song, I Am the One.
Can I get a witness in here?
I am the one that came back to say thank you.
Anybody thank you for all that you've done?
All that you've done.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
For everything you've done.
Yes.
I had to come back. Lord, made me run back and tell you thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had to come back. Lord, made me run back and tell you thank you.
Nikki, I want you to tell the story.
An old familiar story written over in glory. There were 10 men who were bound and dying from leprosy. They said, if we can just get to Jesus,
if we can just get to Jesus,
we know he can free us.
Hallelujah.
And just as they believed, Jesus spoke and healed their infirmity.
Anybody know the story?
Oh, 9 of the lepers were so excited about their miracle. They turned and ran away, and they never took the time to stop and give thanks to the healer. Oh, but one of the lepers,
just has to tell the Lord thank you for all that he did for you. You didn't expect for him to do what he did, but certainly we are thankful to God that he did what he did in our lives. And just in case somebody got it twisted on this afternoon and said, well, my family member or my loved one, they had cancer and they died, well, that doesn't take away from who God is, because God is still God and God is sovereign. And he's too wise to make any mistakes. And if somebody does die, the Bible lets us know that to live is Christ and to die is gain. And Paul said that, and he let the church at Philippians know that whether you live or die, certainly you live unto the Lord. And it's certainly important that no matter what we're going through, if we live or if we die, that we do have a right relationship with Jesus Christ, because he came and he lived and he died for our sins. And certainly the only way that we can have security in life and in living or in an afterlife is that we do know Jesus Christ and that we are covered by his blood. And certainly there is no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. That is our theme. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So certainly we don't want you to be lost today, but we want you to be healed today by God's stripes. We are, by the stripes of Jesus, certainly we are healed, we are delivered, we saved, and we're set free. And we want you to know that God can do anything but fail. If it's a cancer problem, God can fix it. If it's a heart problem, if it's a liver problem, if it's a kidney problem, if it's your legs, your feet, your toes, your eyes, certainly God can do anything. And the same applies for the person suffering with lupus or leukemia or AIDS or whatever the issue is. God is still a healer. There is a balm in Gilead. And as we close today in prayer, we just want you to focus on whatever your problem is, whatever your situation is. We just want you to fix your mind on Jesus. Certainly, we want you to give it to God. And as Sister Richburg told us on this afternoon, have that mustard seed faith where you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed. And a lot of times we pray and things don't go our way. But a long time ago, I heard the late Pastor Essie Dunbar said, early on in life, she prayed for somebody that they would get healed. And the person did not live with their healing, but certainly they die. And she was very upset, but she said, we have to pray. When we pray, we have to ask that God's will be done in our life. So certainly we ask that God's will be done in our lives today. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for food and clothing and shelter. We thank you that you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed. And we pray on today that somebody heard the word of God, that somebody is touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free by your power divine, God. God, send your anointing on somebody's life that destroys yokes, the yoke of bondage, the yoke of sin, the yoke of habits, the yoke of addictions, God. God, we thank you now for our special guest on this afternoon, Sister Richburg. We pray your continued blessing on her life, that everywhere she goes, that you would give her favor, that she would tell her story, that she would be able to be a witness to you and to the uttermost parts of the world. We thank you that we have a right today to the tree of life. We thank you knowing that you can do all things but fail. You can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. We thank you that the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. God, we thank you that healing is the children's bread. We thank you that all sickness is not unto death. And we pray now that somebody prosper and be in good health, even as their soul prosper, that somebody would find faith and trust in you on today, God, that somebody's faith is increasing, that they'll know you in a personal way. And it is so because we ask, believing that no good thing would you withhold from us if that would walk upright. God, let your will be done in our lives for your glory, for your honor, and your praise. We thank you. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's healing. Jesus is the answer. You've been listening to Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. Listening to us next week, the same time from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., we'll have another very special guest. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Thank you, and please stay tuned and listen in next week. God bless you.